Iranian jetliner when it was misidentified as hostile shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. Everyone aboard was killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called for an investigation into the Iranian army to place guilt, and a military statement said those responsible for the shootdown would be prosecuted. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday, as Iran was facing mounting international suspicion for the incident in which all 176 people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top Iranian general. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said today he expects what he called a full admission of guilt from Iran and more, including the return of victims' bodies, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. U.S. President Donald Trump says in his final days, Iranian General Qasem Soleimani was planning to attack four American embassies. In a Fox News Channel interview on the Ingram Angle, President Trump named one of those facilities.
"We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad."
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Taiwanese voters went to the polls today, casting ballots in presidential and legislative elections. The voting followed months of